This is David Mitchell for AAFP News Now. On January 20th, Surgeon General and Family Physician Dr. Regina Benjamin issued a call to action to increase support for breastfeeding. Dr. Julie Wood of Lee's Summit, Missouri, the AAFP's liaison to the U.S. Breastfeeding Committee and a member of the USBC's Board of Directors, attended the Surgeon General's news conference in Washington, D.C.
Dr. Wood, an often repeated phrase during the Surgeon General's announcement was that women need support from their family, their friends, their employers, and their healthcare professional. The Surgeon General's report also calls for basic support for breastfeeding being a standard of care across all specialties, including family medicine. What can family physicians do or do better to help meet those goals?
Well, one of the things I think that's really important is that family physicians are in a unique position in that we take care of the continuum of ages in our practice, whether or not we deliver babies, and sometimes we forget that. Those of us that deliver babies are in a very unique position in that we provide prenatal care and we can impact education of the mom and the family, including grandma and dad and the siblings, all the way through the prenatal period, through delivery, after delivery, and as long as mom and baby want to mutually breastfeed, we have that time. But we can really impact that educational period at any time. And that's somewhat unique to us in our profession as a healthcare provider. But one of the things that we can really do is empower ourselves to learn more. And as family physicians and really any kind of physician, we have a wide variety of training going back to medical school and even before that in our medical culture. There's certainly a wide variety of experiences that we've had in learning or in a lack of learning about breastfeeding. So I think demanding that we learn more and get more training is going to be key.
And the report does call for minimum requirements for competency in lactation care, licensing and certification, as well as improved content in undergraduate and graduate programs, as well as CME. What were your thoughts on that, and how difficult will it be to make those changes happen?
I think it's very important, and it is going to be a challenge because of that wide variety that we see. We see that in our family medicine training and in sitting on the United States Breastfeeding Committee, as well as activity I've had with the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine, not only in the United States but worldwide. And, of course, this call to action focuses on the United States, but we're behind on our breastfeeding education on physicians in the United States. We have a lot of role models in other countries where they're doing a much better job, so we can turn to them for some role modeling and how it's been done. But I do think we're going to have to probably, as the Surgeon General referenced in some of her comments to the media and other organizations that we've heard since she's launched her campaign, we're going to have to look at having questions on board exams and go back to medical schools and address curricula and more standardized education and practical skills training as well. And that's one of the areas the United States Breastfeeding Committee is looking at. We have a new competencies document for all healthcare providers, which will address physicians as well as all types of healthcare providers that should be helpful at some basic competencies. But that's only a start.